Dictation for Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Robert, R-O-V-E-R-T, May 6, 35, addresses a letter to Kurt, K-U-E-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, a consultation for Mrs. Robert with prior potassium and kidney function comes accompanied in person with a friend. She lives alone. Few months back, there were problems of high potassium. Medications were adjusted. Presently, she says that her weight and appetite are stable. Denies problems of vomiting or swallowing. Denies diarrhea or bleeding. Sang nocturia one or two times with minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, nor orthopnea, PND. Remote history of migraine that has eventually burned out. Denies skin rash, bruises. Denies bleeding nose. Denies localized bone or joint tenderness, although she has diffuse aches. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Her past medical history for dementia, hypertension, cholesterol management. She denies diabetes. She's not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, or strokes. She's not aware of heart problems. Denies chronic liver disease, kidney stones. She does have also bilateral hand Dupuytren contraction, status for surgery. Prior allergic rhinitis. Anxiety, panic attacks. Prior syncope, negative workup. Next paragraph, surgery is partial hysterectomy. Later on, total hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries removed, benign condition. Bilateral surgery for Dupuytren hand contracture. Bilateral cataract surgery. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, rare alcohol intake. Prior smoker. Next paragraph, mentioned that father did have kidney abnormalities and sister urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice Allegra, Norvas, Benazepril, aspirin, calcium, a number of vitamins, cholesterol, Lipitor. Presently, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure 140 over 50 on the right, 142.50 on the left. She is pleasant, alert to person, knows she's in the office, normal speech. Normal eye movements. No respiratory distress. No gross jaundice or bruises. No palpable neck masses. Lungs are completely clear. Lungs are few rafts on basis, otherwise is regular breathing, no pericardial rap, no carotid bruises or gross palpable liver spleen, no ascites, masses, tenderness, overweight. Pulses are decreased, lower extremities, but no gross gangrene cyanosis or focal deficits, no gross rigidity or asterixis. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March, anemia 11.8, and normal white blood cell platelets, MCB at 99. Creatinine 1.1 for a GFR of 48, stage 3, normal acid base, a low sodium 135, and normal glucose, presently normal calcium. In March, a high potassium at 6.4. March creatinine 1.2, negative for protein in the urine, trace of blood. January creatinine 1.37. July last year 1.47, and potassium high at 5.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, monitor chemistries over time. Next number, hypertension, continue present medications. She is already doing salt restriction, trying to be physically active. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Next number, low sodium, monitor fluid intake. Next number, prior high potassium, presently normal, doing a low potassium diet. Next number, normal acid base. Next paragraph, we need to update calcium, phosphorus, PTH for bone mineral abnormalities associated to kidney disease. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Discuss all issues with the patient and friend. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months. End of dictation.